Peyton Gold.
Hi, Steven.
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
This is Nicole from Cardiff.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. This is Nicole from Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Great, great. I spoke with you back in, that looks like May, about a offer that we sent out in the mail regarding some equipment financing and working capital.
Uh-huh.
It was based on some previous financing that you guys had with Five Point Capital back in 2009. Does that ring a bell?
We never really did anything with them. We filled an application and stuff, but we never really did it.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know, like I said, we talked back in May, and you told me things were a little slow then to call back in July. So I'm just following up with you, you know, seeing if anything has come up where you guys are looking for some equipment or capital. We still have you pre-approved here for up to $250,000, so.
Possibly. I guess it depends on what the interest rate is and the payback period, you know?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Would you be looking at equipment or capital?
Equipment.
Some equipment? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to talk to my banker. We've been doing most everything through our local bank here, through Bank of Hampton Roads.
Okay.
And they've been doing a pretty good job for us. They do our mortgage and stuff like that. Because we're looking at getting a few pieces of equipment that's like a refrigeration unit, that we need another refrigeration unit that we're going to be putting in the cooler. It's probably a used piece of equipment. We're probably looking at around, with installation and everything, around $15,000 for that.
Okay.
And then we need a couple of forklift batteries. To replace some forklift batteries and a battery charger.
Batteries and charger.
Yeah.
So, and those are, I'm assuming, you know, batteries are new.
The batteries.
Yeah.
You can get new or used, either one, but new ones are about, the new forklift batteries cost around $5,500 or so, and that usually includes a charger.
Okay.
And then the used ones, they're still cost about $3,500 for one that's any good, and they don't include a charger. So you're really usually better off just to buy a new one.
Just to buy a new one.
Yeah.
So are you guys looking at the new ones?
About $5,500 or so.
Okay. How much of those will you be needing?
We could really use two of them. We could probably use two of them. And then there may be a few other things too. And I was going to call call the banker today, as a matter of fact, but he's not in the office until the 14th. So.
Oh. Yeah. So nice long vacation, huh?
Yeah, he's on vacation. Yeah. The other thing too was we were looking at a backup generator, it would be like a natural gas powered backup generator.
Okay, how much was one of those?
I don't have any idea. I really don't know. We've never gotten one before because we couldn't get one big enough, you know, to do the whole plant, because like our power bill is like $12,000 to $15,000 a month.
So, oh wow.
We use an awful lot of power here, and we couldn't get a generator. To get one that would power the whole plant would take a lot of money, you know, and would take a huge, huge amount of power. That generator would probably be like the size of a tractor trailer.
Wow.
But so it just wasn't feasible. But we're with this refrigeration unit that we're looking to get, that's going to be on a completely separate panel, and it would be protecting our cooler, our crab meat room where we store all of our crab meat and stuff. And that's the most critical product. The freezers, you can actually shut them off for a couple of days and you won't get out of range as long as you leave the doors shut.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hold pretty good. But the crab meat cooler won't. If it's warm outside, it'll only hold for about 3 or 4 hours and then it'll get out of range. It'll get too high a temperature in there.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very critical product. So that's what we're looking to get, a generator that would just power that system and then maybe a couple of emergency backup systems like the computer system and maybe some lighting. So I think we could get that one a lot cheaper, but you're still probably talking, you know, $5,000 to $10,000, I would guess. That's my guess anyway.
For the generator?
Yeah, and then maybe that much, and plus a couple $1,000s just to install it. And you got to put in switch gear and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't know.
Okay. So there's quite a few different pieces.
Yeah, quite a few different pieces to it. Yeah. What I was going to talk to the bank about was maybe just doing like some sort of line of credit where we could, you know, get stuff that we need when we need it and then pay it off, you know, whenever we can pay it off.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
so if
we make extra payments and pay it off, then we can do that. But
okay. Have you thought about any about capital as well?
Well, right now we're just getting into our busier time of the year, and usually cash flow is expected, you know, it will be positive for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have pretty good positive cash flow, and we can build up our working capital, like, between now and December.
And oh, okay.
Usually, like, from February through May, our cash flow drops. And, you know, we're in a negative cash flow position, so it usually works out pretty good. So we probably don't need any working capital at this point, I don't think. If we can get this equipment financed, that would help us a lot, you know.
Yeah, and it sounds like even the generator alone will help a lot if your power bill is 12 to 15,000.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing too, is we could use the generator whenever we want to use it. We don't only have to use it during emergencies. We could use it at other times too, you know, and save on the power, because the natural gas is cheaper than electricity.
Yeah. For the refrigerator unit, do you guys have one now? Is it just going out, or you're just needing a new one in general?
No, we have actually a bunch of them. We have quite a few of them. Our whole plant here is about 80,000 square feet, and we have lots of different refrigeration units. The one we're looking to buy for this room, it's for the crab meat room, where we have really critical temperatures in. It's basically a backup unit. Mm-hmm. We have one in there now. But if something goes wrong, if it breaks down or whatever, then we don't have any backup.
What we're looking for is
a backup unit that we can put in there that is just as big as the other one. So if something goes wrong, then we just switch over to the other system.
Okay.
The one we have now is ammonia refrigerate based, and the one that we're looking to buy is a Freon based unit.
Okay.
So they're completely separate of each other. And they're also on completely separate power panels.
Okay.
So with the backup generator, then that pretty much protects us in case, no matter what happens, you know. If we have equipment failure, we're covered, or if we have a storm, we're covered, you know.
Yeah.
And we're right here in Hurricane Alley, so, you know, it's a good thing to have a backup generator.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
We haven't had any problems, you know. We've been in business since 2007. We haven't had any problems ever since we started, but the last major hurricane that came through here was 2003, so we're kind of due.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in San Diego, so that kind of stuff always, that freaks me out, like tornadoes and hurricanes.
Right. Yeah. Quakes, though.
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah.
With all this equipment, what would be your first priority?
The refrigeration unit is the first priority.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said that one's about 15,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you worked with...
It's really going to depend on the terms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've talked to some finance companies before, and I'm not that familiar with your company. I haven't gotten any quotes from you, but I've gotten quotes from some others where, you know, it's like hard money financing. It's like, you know, yeah, they'll give you $50,000, but they want it paid back in like less than a year, and the interest rates are like, you know, over like double digit interest rates.
Oh no. Here we our equipment financing terms are anywhere between 2 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're monthly payments, and the actual rates usually start in the mid single digits.
Yeah.
So obviously it depends on what you qualify for, but for the most part, I mean,
yeah.
equipment financing is our bread and butter.
That's why we went with our local bank, because the local bank, you know, they'll do it for, you know, like 5.25% or something, and with like 3-year payback.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's something we could definitely, you know, work around. And we also have a match or beat policy. So if you had, you know, a quote with them, then we can definitely work around that. You have not applied with them yet, right?
No.
You were going to call today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a quote for the refrigeration unit. It's a used refrigeration unit. It's rebuilt. They kind of remanufacture them. And it's $9,000 just for the unit, but then it's going to be about $1,000 for freight and about $5,000 to install it.
Okay, so $9,000 for the unit.
Yeah, and about $1,000 for freight and about $5,000 for installation and Freon. Because you got to pipe it in and everything, and we have to rent a crane to put it up on the roof, and then you got to fill it with Freon.
Okay.
And then do all the electrical hookups too. So that's going to cost about $5,000 just for that part.
Okay. And when would you need all this by? I know your priority is refrigeration unit, so if you wanted to start with that.
With refrigeration unit, we need it right away, because the company that has it requires payment in advance before they ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'd have to get it up front. So that's kind of an immediate need. And as far as the other stuff, you know, it just depends on, you know, whenever we can get it.
Okay, yeah.
Get now if we had the financing.
Okay. Do you have the quote for like the forklift batteries and the?
No, I don't yet. No.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
I
don't
know how much they cost, but because I've gotten quotes in the past for them, but I didn't really have an immediate quote or anything.
Oh, okay. So I know, like you said, you know, the refrigeration unit seems like it's a really high priority. And especially needing it right now, what we can do here is, if you you send in the app and everything, it's a really short, you know, one page application with a couple documents, and we can have we can have the numbers for you within, you know, 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then assuming, you know, all goes well, we can have you funded in 48. So that's, you know, we can work on your time schedule, especially with it being so, you know, so important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, we can definitely work with you here. I know. What does your credit look like? Like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
As far as the company or me personally?
You personally.
Last I looked, my credit score was about 780.
Oh, you're good to go.
80, something like that.
Okay. And what would be the, you know, overall return on investment with this? I know it's mostly like, you know, trying to back up and make sure nothing happens. But yeah, for everything that you have here, what do you think, you know, the return on investment would be?
Boy, good question. I don't know. With the backup refrigeration unit, the other thing that will do is I've got some other adjoining rooms that we would be able to open up to that and would give us some additional storage space for more crab meat customers. We're a public cold storage, so we store product for other people. So it would help us increase sales too with that. And then the other things like the forklift batteries and stuff like that, they're just really necessary tools that you need to have to do the business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just built an expansion to the building in February. We added about a 60% capacity to our freezer. It was about 10,000 square foot addition that we put in. It's 40 feet high. Big.
Oh, height. Wow.
The racking goes up 5 levels in there. So we just added that in February, and we've already filled it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've already filled that up, that extra space. But, you know, so before too long, we're going to be looking at doing another expansion. I know the bank, you know, wants us to take our time, but, you know, there's a lot of capacity.
Yeah, it sounds like things are moving. Things
yeah,
are moving
things,
fast
things
over there.
Good, yeah. Yeah, they move pretty good. So, and I own the property here that we're on. We have about 6 acres or so. So, we have a lot more expansion potential
mm-hmm.
here on this property. Where right now we have a total of around 4,000 pallet positions altogether, maybe 4,500, and we have the potential to expand that about 3 times. So we can make it 3 times
oh, wow.
bigger.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Last year we did about 1.2 million in sales, maybe 1.3 if you count the, we got some tenants that are real estate tenant customers. So
okay.
around 1.3 million in sales and our earnings before interest, taxes, and depreciation is probably around 30% or so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we look at your gross annual sales, so, you know, your top-line revenue, so.
Yeah.
So about 1.2, 1.3.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great, great. And for the, I know you have the quote for the refrigeration unit already. Do they have, what vendor are you getting it through?
It's a company up in Wisconsin called Barr Refrigeration, B-A-R-R.
Okay. And do they have financing through them or?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
So you have to get it. And like you said, you have to have the full amount before you can purchase it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Full amount.
Yeah, they don't do financing like that.
Okay. That's fine. And you said your time in business has been since 2007, right?
Yes.
So coming up on...
Yeah, we started February 2007.
Okay. Yeah. It's about 9.5 years. How'd you get into the business?
I've been in the food business pretty much my whole career. I started working for Sysco Corporation, Sysco Foods, back in 84. And I worked for them for quite a few years and was we were down in Houston at the time, and I was the director of the seafood department there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I worked for a couple of other different seafood companies. And I worked in this building that I'm in right now that I was the VP of sales and marketing for a shrimp importer that rented the building that we were in, that I'm in now. And I was only with them for a short time, and then I left and started my own business doing distributing of seafood. And then that company that I used to work for, they went out of business, and this facility became available. I knew the owner of the property. It was way too big for my distribution company, but I decided to start the cold storage business at that time. So I had always worked with cold storages in the past, but
mm-hmm.
not actually ran one. So I just kind of, you know, worked out a deal where we did owner financing it to start with, and then eventually we were able to refinance with Bank of Hampton Roads. So,
oh, wow.
So it worked out good.
Okay.
After I left Sysco, and well, it was about, I guess about 10 years ago, I got my MBA.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped learn a lot more about running businesses and stuff.
Definitely. That's awesome. That's good.
I have another company, too, called Tidewater Foods that is a custom packing company. That was the business that I started before that was a distributor. I quit distributing because it was just not making any money. So I shifted that around and made that company into just doing custom packing for people. And that company is very profitable.
Oh, okay.
Really high profit margin. The gross sales is not as high, but it's really high profit.
Oh,
I also
okay.
own a trucking company.
Wow.
Separate too, and that's very profitable as well. So.
That's three companies altogether?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, those are the three main ones. I actually have three others that are just kind of getting off the ground. So.
Oh, okay. So three smaller ones.
I like staying busy.
I see that. That's good, though. That's good. Yeah. So, and you said have you always financed through Bank of Hampton Roads?
No, we've been with Bank of Hampton Roads for probably, let's say, about 2 years, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's your experience like with them? Is it always?
Maybe a year and a half, in fact. It's been great. It's been really good. Yeah, I like dealing with them because the guy that he's like the senior vice president there, and he's kind of our loan officer, I guess, too. I first met him when way back when I started Tidewater Foods, which was about 11 years ago, and had worked with. He was at BB&T at the time, and worked with him over the years. We had our checking accounts through there, but we never could get the financing worked out with BB&T.
Mm-hmm.
But then he switched and went to Bank of Hampton Roads, and we were able to work it out there, and it's worked out pretty good. So I like being able to deal with, you know, the head guys there. We don't have to go anywhere else for decisions and that kind of thing, you know.
Definitely.
It's all local, and they, you know, they come out, and they're very familiar with our business and what we do and all of that. So I like working with them.
Now you've built a good relationship with them.
Yeah. Prior to that, we've worked with some other companies. You know, we've worked with, let me look here. We've had a couple of other ones that we've done equipment leases with.
Okay.
Delagi Landon, familiar with them?
No, I don't think of them. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a couple of people that work with them.
Yeah, Delagi Landon, We bought some new forklifts or new high lift equipment several years back, and we financed that through Delaga Landon, and those are all paid off now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did quite a bit, like 150, 200,000 or so with Wachovia Bank, and that's all paid off. And then we did some with Great Bay Capital. And we've done some with, what's their name? I can't think of it now. It starts with an M. I can't remember now. But we've done a few others, but they're all paid off. I don't have any equipment leases right now. All the ones that I had are paid off.
Okay, so you don't have any vendor or, you know, capital loans, nothing like that out right now?
Just with Bank of Hampton Roads, we have our first mortgage that's on the real estate,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a second mortgage that was for the new building expansion, and then they also had a smaller loan that we did for some it was basically for some changes to the. To the new building where we, you know, after we got into it and started building it and everything, then we decided to add a little more space and put in a shop and some other things. So they did a loan for us for that.
Oh, okay. So just a small business loan?
Yeah. It was, and I think it's all tied to the equipment somehow. Not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me see. We've got. Yeah, we have. Let's look here. Yeah. So the primary mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 2.6 million, 2,645,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the construction loan for the expansion was that's a balance of about 743,000.
Okay.
And then the additional financing was is 119,000. That was for for, like I said, for some extra stuff, but it also included some equipment that we bought. So that had some equipment financing in it, too.
Okay.
But it's not really tied to any of it. It doesn't have collateral.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, I definitely think we can...
Yeah.
We can definitely help you out here.
And then we also have one of the stockholders also has some a loan that they had put in some money over time.
Mm, okay.
Our total long-term liabilities we're looking at about $3.8 million, and just the property alone is appraised at over $5 million. So.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty good on that. And I know you're the owner. Are you 100%?
No. No, I'm at about 42.
You're 42%?
Yeah.
And who are the other owners?
We have another one. His name is John Essery, and John owns about 38%, something like that, 38, 39. And then I have another one that owns about 14%, and one that's about 7 or 8, something like that. I'd have to look at the numbers. But the two primaries are me and John.
Okay.
None of the others work here. I'm the only one that actually works here or does anything. They're just kind of like silent partners.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I know they're, like I said...
I own 100% of Tidewater Foods and Peyton Logistics. Those I own.
Oh, you own 100 on all the other ones?
Yeah. Yep.
On all other companies. Okay. So for the, you know, I know the refrigeration unit is number one here. Were you interested in, you know, kind of combining everything and seeing what you can get for everything, or just, you know, starting with that refrigeration unit and getting that out of the way?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how, you know, how we worked it out. I'd like to be able to do several of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, like just get as much as we can done.
Yeah, or get a pre-approval and say, okay, we can go up to this much, you know, something like that.
Yeah, so you have an amount to shop around with.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So 15 for the refrigeration unit, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is the forklift batteries and the backup generator. And then some other little things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Batteries... generator.
Battery charger is the other thing.
And the charger.
Yeah.
And the charger only is if you get them used, correct? They come with a charger if they're new, you said?
The batteries would come with a charger for the forklifts, but I need a smaller battery charger that's for pallet jacks.
Oh, okay.
It's a 24-volt charger. The one that will come with the batteries is a 36-volt charger. I need
volts.
A 24-volt charger. They're about probably $1,200 to $1,500 new.
Okay. And you'll be buying that new. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so, you know, I definitely, you know, you have good credit, you have good sales, you have, everything looks pretty good on my end. The only thing we need to go ahead and process everything and, you know, see what we can get you and how we can work with this is a quick one-page application. 6 months of bank statements,
mm-hmm.
and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
So, once those are in, I mean, like I said, we can move the ball fairly quickly.
Okay. Because
I know, you know, you're on a time crunch here.
Now, our tax return is going to show a negative for last year, but that's because our accountant is, you know, really pushes depreciation. So.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of all the depreciation that we can.
Okay. Yeah, for the tax return, we're looking at your...
positive.
Yeah, for the tax return, we're looking at your top-line revenue.
Yeah.
So...
I don't like paying taxes, and I don't want to pay a penny more than I have to. You know?
I don't think anybody likes paying taxes.
Yeah. But what's good for the IRS is not necessarily good for banks, you know?
Exactly.
They look at different numbers.
Yeah, so we're looking at your top line revenue on that end. So, but so I can go ahead.
The other thing that we did too is last year when the IRS loosened up a lot of the laws regarding capital assets versus expenses, and you were allowed to expense off a lot more. So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like at the end of the year, our books showed that we had made a profit of about $120,000 profit, bottom line, you know, after the fact. And that was after I got paid and everybody else and everything. It was about $120,000. But then we were able to drop that down quite a bit by reclassifying assets. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I can go ahead and send you, you know, the application and just the short list of documents that I would need. And once those are into me, I mean, we can at least see, you know, get you numbers and all that in a couple days. So probably beginning of next week.
Yeah.
Does that sound good to you?
Sure.
Okay. So I just, what's a good email to send all that to?
Steve@PadenCold.com
Cold.com. Okay. And, when do you think you'd be able to get those in?
Probably within a day or two of when you get it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll send it within the next few minutes, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
I could probably, you know, maybe do it over the weekend and get it to you on Monday.
Yeah, that sounds great. Would you like me to follow up on Monday? You know, just, I'll see where you're at in the application process, if you have any questions, and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what time is good for you?
I got a dentist appointment Monday afternoon. I forgot about that. So, yeah, probably have to be in the morning.
Monday morning?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like 11 or so.
11 a.m.?
Yeah. Don't want to get too early because you're not out of bed yet.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I can follow up. Yeah, Monday at 11 a.m. I'll give you a call and just see if you...
That's like 8 o'clock your time. Is that too early?
8 o'clock my time, I get in the office at 6:30 my time, so
okay.
That's...
Yeah, so 8 o'clock your time, 11 mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's no problem. I will go ahead and I'll call you first thing, you know, Monday morning, and follow up with you, see how everything's going, and if you have the documents, and once they're in, I'll get everything going fairly quickly for you.
So the only documentation you need is bank statements?
Bank statements and tax return.
Okay. All right.
Do you guys...
Both of them they have digital copies of, so...
Oh, that's easy then, yeah. Do you guys take credit cards? Do you accept them?
We do.
If you can, you know, add in the 4 months of merchant statements, because it kind of helps your cash flow when we're looking at it.
It's a small part of our business. Most of it's checks.
Oh, if it's not anything significant, then, you know, that's not a big deal.
Different.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just the 6 months.
We do that through Bank of Hampton Roads also. We do our merchant processing through them.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually through a third-party company called Heartland, but that's who Bank of Hampton Roads works with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we just need the 6 months of bank statements and the tax return, and then the one-page application.
Okay.
All right, Steve, so I'll go ahead and send those over to you within the next few minutes, and I will give you a call Monday morning and follow up and see where everything's at.
Okay.
End of the day, huh?
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's been a rough few days. I haven't had much sleep because it's been really hot here. It's been like 95 degrees, so all of our refrigeration is really working overtime. So I've been spending many evenings, late evenings here.
Oh, goodness.
Trying to keep everything cold.
Yeah, we have random heat waves here, too, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
you don't have as much humidity there usually, though.
No, we do not, thankfully. Yeah, have you ever been out here before?
Yeah, when I was in the Marine Corps for 2 years. I was stationed at Camp Pendleton.
Oh,
so, not actually San Diego, but close.
Yeah. It's out in Oceanside. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So I'll go ahead and send this over, and I will follow up with you on Monday.
Mhm.
And yeah, do you have any more questions or anything like that?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, Steve. Well, it was good talking to you, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Okay, very good.
All right, have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.